there is the development of the teaching about the Holy Spirit in the Creed. The Holy Spirit speaks through the prophets and is active in God's self-revelation to humans. So Christianity, in this sense, is a prophetic religion. It is convinced that God, through the Holy Spirit, spoke through the prophets of old, like Isaiah and Amos, through Jesus, who is a prophet, and continues to speak through prophets in the church. And the Holy Spirit is active in the process that Christians call sanctification. That is, it is the Holy Spirit that transforms them into the image of Jesus. Paul talks about this in his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 17 to 18, where he says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, the Spirit." So the Holy Spirit is the agent or the means of transformation of humans into the image of Jesus, the humanity of Jesus. So, as Paul says in Romans 8, Jesus can be the firstborn of many brothers. So Jesus is like the elder brother of those who are shaped into his image. Now, for Christians throughout the world today, the Holy Spirit's importance varies considerably. For some Christians, the Holy Spirit is simply a rather odd way of designating God. One of the persons of the Trinity. Something of an afterthought. But there are forms of Christianity, and they are powerful and growing forms of Christianity, for whom the work of the Holy Spirit is the entire point. They are very much based in the experience of the Holy Spirit. These are called charismatic Christians. The word charisma refers in Greek to the gifts of the Holy Spirit, such as prophecy and speaking in tongues, or Pentecostal Christians. The term Pentecost comes from the Jewish feast 50 days after Passover, which, according to the Acts of the Apostles, was the day on which the Holy Spirit was poured out on the first Christians. So Pentecostal or charismatic Christians have a deep devotion to the Spirit and see the activity of the Holy Spirit in people's lives as being the authentic verification of really being a Christian. Now, the Creed provides other affirmations which establish a kind of frame for Christian identity and the basis for a coherent view of the world. Creation is good in all of its aspects. Humans are created in the image of God and are created free, yet they misuse that freedom in what is called sin, and thereby distort creation and need to be rescued by God's favor and God's empowerment in order to do the things pleasing to God. The church is a community of people who have been touched by this Holy Spirit, and it has as its ideals unity, holiness, inclusiveness, Catholicity, and apostolicity, which means a connection with the earliest church of the apostles and a faithfulness to the ideals of the earliest church. Baptism, the ritual of initiation, is for the forgiveness of sins, which means that a person who is being baptized is forgiven the sins that they have committed, but also joins a community which is one that is committed to the forgiveness of sins and to reconciliation and to the expression of compassion. And finally, Christians belong to a community which prepares and anticipates God's rule over the world and over all reality in the age to come. So the Christian Creed provides a guide for reading Scripture, a set of boundaries for the Christian community, and a coherent interpretation of the world. In the liturgy, as Christians profess these beliefs, they move from the role of participants and auditors of the Word of God in the readings of Scripture and in the prayers to the participation in the Lord's Supper, the meal by which they join in the celebration of the power and the presence of the risen Lord.